The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective, Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed, and Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.
The U.S. shoots down another unidentified object, what they might be and what they're not.
I know there have been questions and concerns about this, but there is no indication of aliens or extraterrestrial activity with these recent takedowns.
And Ford is investing billions to make batteries for electric vehicles. Plus, who's logging into your Netflix account? You might be surprised to find out. It's Monday, February 13th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. This is the PM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories that moved the world today. The number of people confirmed dead from last week's earthquakes in Turkey and Syria is now more than 35,000. But the full scale of the damage is still coming into focus. Our audio reporter Daniela Czeslow says early damage assessments are just getting underway.
The Turkish government says it's looked at 1.3 million housing units in the provinces hit by the quakes and found more than 10% are damaged enough to need demolition right away. That's a partial figure, though, as millions of homes were affected. The government says it can finish assessing damage in all 13 earthquake-stricken provinces by the end of the week. All told, the Turkish Enterprise and Business Confederation says the earthquakes will cost Ankara about $84 billion in damage. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Daniela Czeslow in Adana, Turkey.
Excerpts from an investigation into former President Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election results in Georgia will be made public later this week. The report in question was written by a special grand jury. An Atlanta judge with the authority to make the excerpts public called them, quote, ripe for publication. They include the grand jury's discussion of concerns that some witnesses may have lied under oath. Trump has denounced the Georgia investigation as a partisan witch hunt. Two statewide recounts and a partial forensic audit confirmed President Biden's narrow victory in the state. New research out today from the CDC shows a majority of high school girls, nearly 3 out of 5, report feelings of persistent sadness or hopelessness. That's a roughly 60% increase over the past decade. What's more, 30% of high school girls reported that they've seriously considered attempting suicide, double the rate for high school boys. The data from 2021 adds to mounting evidence of the toll the pandemic took on adolescents' mental health. Mental health experts also say girls are particularly vulnerable to anxiety and depression, given the higher rates of harassment and discrimination they face compared with boys. In business news, Ford is investing $3.5 billion to build a battery plant in Michigan as part of a partnership with the world's biggest maker of EV batteries. Automakers have been accelerating efforts to produce more electric vehicles to take advantage of financial incentives for North American production in the Inflation Reduction Act. Ford is seeking to boost its domestic EV-making supply chain to help it globally produce 2 million vehicles by the end of 2026. And since the beginning of December, 18 whales have been found dead along the East Coast, more than half of them in New York and New Jersey. That's according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Fisheries. Our reporter Ginger Adams-Otis has more.
There's a couple of different thoughts on this, and most of the data, which is collected, of course, by the federal government, points to essentially whales are getting hit by boats and tangled in fishing line, gear, plastic buoys, things like that. And it's actually been a problem for quite a while. It's just reaching a sort of critical mass of late and getting a lot more attention. But there's been an increase in whale mortality since at least 2016 in significant numbers.
NOAA Fisheries also points to an increase in humpback whales moving to the mid-Atlantic in pursuit of prey. Experts say warmer waters, which can be less dense with nutrients, could also be leading to more deaths from starvation. And some local activists and lawmakers have raised concerns over offshore wind projects off the coast of New Jersey and are asking for more information. NOAA says no whale deaths to date have been attributed to those activities. Coming up, what we know and don't know about all the unidentified objects that have been found in U.S. airspace. That's after the break.
Hi, I'm Ben Rizzuto, wealth strategist at Janus Henderson Investors. Is a brighter future possible? At Janus Henderson, we think it is. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. We know that this means our thinking and our investments are helping to shape millions of futures. At Janus Henderson, we are committed to helping you invest in a brighter future for the next 90 years and beyond. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Over the weekend, the U.S. shot down a fourth flying object in North American airspace. This one was flying about 20,000 feet over Lake Huron, according to the Pentagon. So what are these mystery objects, and where are they coming from? In a news conference this afternoon, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre reiterated that the origin of these objects is not extraterrestrial.
It was important for us to say that from here because we've been hearing a lot about it. I'm not... I loved E.T., the movie, but I'm just going to leave it there.
But concern over the objects has been growing after a suspected Chinese spy balloon was found over the U.S. earlier this month. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Because we have not yet been able to definitively assess what these most recent objects are, we acted out of an abundance of caution to protect the security, our interest, and flight safety.
Joining me now with more on what we know so far is Wall Street Journal National Security News Editor Daniel Nassau. Hi, Daniel. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So, Daniel, it seems like we're finding a lot of these unidentified objects lately. Are there more out there, or are we just paying more attention to them?
Well, we don't know the answer to that. We do know that the United States Air Force and the military missed the first one. And so since then, they have changed the way their radar works, and now they're picking up a lot. And what we've been told is they've reset the radar surveillance filters to capture objects that are flying slower and at different angles in the wake of the Chinese balloon. And the thing you have to remember here is NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, was built really to track Soviet ballistic nuclear missiles flying over the Arctic. So those fly fast and at a very high altitude. And so if you have a balloon, whether that's a spy balloon or a weather balloon or a hobbyist balloon, those float very slowly and at much lower altitudes. So you have to be looking for them. And the military was not.
Are there any other mechanisms besides NORAD that the U.S. uses that we're aware of to detect these types of objects?
Well, NORAD has a lot of different things going on. It has ground-based radar, and it has all sorts of sensors. And then there's also human eyes, too. The first balloon was spotted by civilians in a commercial airliner. We don't know if that spotted it first, but that was human eyes that saw it. The risk, in addition to the surveillance threat, what the military has said is they've been shooting these down because they don't know what they are, but they do know that they're flying in the prime altitudes for commercial air traffic. So if you have something floating around at 20,000 feet or 40,000 feet, and you don't know what it is, at this very moment, they're in a mood to shoot first and ask questions later.
And were objects like this found under previous administrations?
Yeah. So last week, defense officials said that there had been several prior intrusions over the continental U.S. At least three of those came during President Trump's term in office, and there was one previously under President Biden. Now, we don't know where those were, and they were believed to be shorter in duration, and that's probably why they went undetected. But from our reporting, the military went back and looked at its data that they had collected and spotted these in data they had already gathered.
And now, new news today, China has alleged that the U.S. has itself flown high-altitude balloons through Chinese airspace. What can you tell us about the latest there?
Well, the White House has said this is decidedly false. So China overnight, they alleged that the U.S. had flown high-altitude balloons through their airspace more than 10 times since the start of 2022. The White House has come out straight away and said, not true, it wasn't us. You know, any claims that the U.S. government operates surveillance balloons over the People's Republic of China is false. And that came from Adrienne Watson, who's a spokeswoman for the White House National Security Council.
In terms of disclosures, we do have some lawmakers calling on the administration for more information regarding these objects, but much of it is classified, right?
That's right. The military does give the Senate and House classified briefings. They do that all the time, and there are mechanisms to do that securely. But that is what they ask for, and we, I think it's safe to expect they'll get something at some point. But as far as we know, with a lot of these latest incidents, the military is still investigating themselves.
I've been speaking with Wall Street Journal National Security News Editor Daniel Nassau. Daniel, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
And finally, if you've ever been locked out of your Netflix account because too many people are using it at the same time, chances are it's your sibling or roommate or maybe even your ex. But not always. Netflix recently released a dashboard that shows subscribers where their accounts are being logged in from. And our streaming reporter Sarah Krause says some users are finding Netflix moochers in unexpected places.
One person that I spoke with sold his Tesla where he was logged in to watch Netflix, and the new owner had remained logged in and was able to keep watching his account. And similarly, he had logged in at an Airbnb that he had stayed at weeks earlier but forgot to log out. And so the next guest at that Airbnb came in and was able to continue watching.
The dashboard is one of several ways Netflix is trying to encourage people to stop sharing accounts and pay for their own instead. But those gentle nudges are giving way to a harder crackdown. Last week, the company rolled out limits on password sharing in several countries. The same could be coming in the U.S. too, but no timing has been announced yet. And that's what's news for this Monday afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow morning. If you like what you hear, please rate and review us. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.